Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Michael Yerusha, the founder and senior pastor at the Judah Ministries International Worship Center, located in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, USA. And I want to welcome you today to this very special edition of Go Beyond. I want to speak today about the current situation and the war that's going on in Israel between the Israelis and Hamas, which is just a wicked, wicked organization. It's demonic. And I want to speak to you about it through a prophetic lens and through a biblical lens to kind of give some insight and an overview of what's happening behind the scenes in the spiritual realm. So I believe today, my friend, that we're living in the last days, the last hours, maybe even the last seconds of time before Jesus Christ splits the eastern sky and returns to this world to set up his kingdom. I believe that this era is coming to a screeching halt, this age of the church, this age of grace, the dispensation of grace that we're now living in, because, you know, there are dispensations throughout the Bible, and this dispensation of grace that we've been living in for the last nearly 2,000 years, I believe it's coming to an abrupt halt here very soon. I believe that's what we're seeing going on in the world today. Now, what's going on in Israel should not catch any Bible student by surprise, because Jesus told us that we should expect these things. He, in his Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, he laid it out clearly. He said that there would be wars and rumors of wars. He said that there would be earthquakes and famines and pestilence, which in the original Greek are diseases and viruses spreading throughout the earth. So he said all of these things were going to be happen, would happen, but they would be the signs of his second coming. He also said that there would be great deception in the world today. So that's why it's so vitally important, my friend, to study the Word of God. Be a Berean. Know what the Word of God says. Don't just take somebody's word, coming from some news organization or, you know, some YouTube channel. You have to know the Word of God for yourself. So Jesus also said that kingdom would rise against kingdom, nation against nation, which is ethnos against ethnos, meaning people within their own nation coming against each other. We've never seen such division here in the United States as we're seeing today. All different factions of our society are just hating one another. But we as Christians, we need to rise above that and show our love. As a matter of fact, Jesus wrote in John, or spoke in John chapter 13, verse 35. He said, "It's by this, that all men shall know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." So we need to promote our Christianity. We need to propagate Christ's love through our love one for another. So, what's going on in Israel today? Is this a prophetic fulfillment? In the broad sense, it absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, it is. Specifically, maybe. And that's what I want to look at today. And I'm not dogmatic on what I'm telling you today. I'm just giving you one student's opinion of what we're witnessing today in the nation of Israel. And we always remember that all prophecy throughout the Bible is Israel-centric. It's not based on what's going on in the United States or Europe. I mean, although these will be players in end-time events without the shadow of a doubt, we must remember, though, that all prophetic words, all wars, are speaking of what goes on in Israel. All prophecy is Israeli-centric. So, there are several wars that are predicted in the Word of God to still take place in the land of Israel before the second coming of Jesus Christ. You have the Arab-Israeli war in Psalm 83. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1, that Damascus in Syria will be a ruinous heap. Now, Damascus is the oldest city, continuous city, always inhabited on the face of the earth. But the Bible clearly says that this city is going to come to a ruinous heap. So there's going to be a battle somewhere in there that's going to destroy the city of Damascus. But we know Damascus still stands today. So that war is still to come. We see the red horse in the book of Revelation, who also brings war. In Revelation chapter 16, we see the battle of Armageddon. So there are wars throughout the Bible that still have to be fulfilled before the second coming of Jesus Christ. But the war that I want to speak to you today about is found in the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, which is written some 2,700 years ago, and it's found in Ezekiel chapter 38. If you have your Bible, turn to your Bible, because we're going to read through that chapter today. And this war is called the Battle of Gog of Magog. Gog of Magog. Gog is a person, Magog is a land. So we're going to read through this chapter beginning right at verse 1. So if you have your Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, beginning with verse 1. And here's what the Bible states. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I'm against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaw, and bring you out with a whole army, your horses, your horsemen, fully armed, and a great horde with large and small shields, all of them brandishing their swords. Verse 5 says, Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them, all with shields and helmets. Also Gomer with all its troops, and Beth Togarma from the far north with all its troop, the many nations with you." So Ezekiel chapter 38 lays out a geographic war. It mentions the nations by name, in their ancient name, but it mentions them by name, and they are going to come against Israel. So we want to put a map up for you now to kind of give you a look at what these nations are in their historical text, as well as the current nations that it's speaking of. In the map, you see that Magog is southern Russia. That area, most scholars believe that's Gog of Magog, is going to come from that land, which could be the leader of Russia, or some believe it could even be Turkey, north of Israel, north of Jerusalem. But most believe that it's in the southern Russian area. Persia, mentioned there in Ezekiel 38, is now Iran. And they've been Persia up until 1935, when they changed their name to Iran. So that's a very easy to distinguish who Persia is. It's Iran. We see the nation Cush mentioned, which is the Sudan. We see Put, which is Libya, both of those in northern Africa. We see Gomer in central Turkey, and Beth Togarma, which is located in eastern Turkey. So these are the lands, these are the nations, all of them militant Islamic against Israel, except Russia, although there's an Islamic faction within Russia. But all of these nations have militant Islamists that absolutely hate Israel. Now, this recent attack from Hamas, not necessarily named Iran, they are located in the Gaza Strip, which is in the southwestern part of Israel. It's just a little strip of land, not very large. But there's a faction in there. They call themselves Hamas. They are wicked. They are evil. But one thing we know about Hamas, they are funded by Iran. They are trained by Iran. And thirdly, Hamas does nothing without the direction of Persia or modern day Iran. Now, so we can see that these nations kind of coming together, beginning to look at Israel for an attack. Now, military experts that I've been watching, non-Christian, but they absolutely believe that Russia has had a hand in this attack. There's evidence that they may be involved in this current attack on Israel. So here, right in Ezekiel 38, written 20 600 years ago, 2,700 years ago, we see Russia and Persia involved in attacking Israel. So, is this the Ezekiel chapter 38 war of Gog, of Magog? Listen, my friend, I'm not here to say it is or it isn't. Only time will tell. But I just want to put a prophetic lens on what we're watching happen in Israel today, because it could very well be. It could be very well be the start of the war of Gog of Magog. Let's read on in Ezekiel, beginning in verse 7. It says, "Get ready, be prepared, you and all the hordes gathered about you, and take command of them. After many days, you will be called to arms. Now watch, in future years, in the latter days, you will invade a land that has recovered from war." Let me pause there for a moment, because Israel really hasn't had a war since 1973. It's been 50 years, so they've been recovered from war. They were birthed in May 14th, 1948. Immediately, they had a war of independence, and then in 1967, they had the Six-Day War. Then 1973, they had the Yom Kippur War, which this recent attack was on the 50th anniversary of that Yom Kippur War. So they've been at relative peace for the last 50 years. So they recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountain of Israel. So remember, let me pause here again. Remember, for nearly 2,000 years, nobody lived in the land of Israel. But today, more than 50%, for the first time in thousands of years, since 70 AD, when they were scattered throughout the earth, more than 50% of Jews now live in Israel. And is exactly as Isaiah prophesied, they would come from all corners of the earth to be regathered. So here they are once again. "So from many nations to the mountains of Israel they were gathered, which had long been desolate." That land, when Mark Twain went through there, he wrote that this land is desolate. Who would want this land? It's desert. It's nothing here. Nobody would ever want. So it's long been desolate. Remember, Ezekiel's writing this some 2,700 years ago. "They have been brought out from the nations once again, and now all of them living in safety." In other words, they're living in relative safety. It's been relatively peaceful there in Israel. Verse 9 says, "You and all your troops and the many nations will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land." In verse 10, it says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled villages. I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people." Now, in this latest war, everybody was shocked at how Israel was surprised at this attack from Hamas. Now listen, it's nothing unusual for Hamas and Hezbollah and all these evil factions attack Israel. They're shooting missiles there almost on a daily basis. But this war, they were completely caught off guard, which shocked the world, because the Israelis have some of the best intelligence in the world. But they were caught unsuspecting. All of them living without walls, without gates, without bars. In other words, in relatively living in peace. "I will plunder and loot and turn my hand against the resettled ruins and the people gathered from the nations, rich and livestock and goods, living at the center of the land." Now, once again, there was nothing there just a couple of hundred years ago. Nothing. But today, it's one of the wealthiest economies in the world, the little nation of Israel. Verse 13, "Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish and all her villages will say to you, have you come to plunder? Have you gathered your hordes to loot and carry off silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods and to seize much plunder?" So Sheba and Dedan and Tarshish, which Tarshish is Spain, and many consider that part of Europe. Sheba and Dedan is the Saudi Arabia, it's the Arabian Peninsula, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, are standing back, and they are today. They're looking at this like, what are you doing? In other words, they're on the sidelines. Now, if you remember from just a couple of years ago, our president, Donald Trump, initiated the Abrahamic Accords, which they got Israel and the UAE and other nations to sign and to normalize relationships. In other words, businesses one with another, exchanging business trades, traveling back and forth to the different countries, which were banned for years and years and years. So there was a peace agreement, so to speak, in place. Right now, Israel and Saudi Arabia are on the verge of having peace. They're right on the verge. So this planned attack is no mistake. They're trying to disrupt that. But the Bible says to Sheba and Dedan, Saudi Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula, they're going to stand back. They're not going to engage in this war. Verse 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, this is what the sovereign Lord says, in that day, when my people are living in safety, you will not take notice of it. You will come from your place from the far north, you and many nations with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You will advance against my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land in days to come. Gog, I will bring you against my land. This is key. Don't miss this. So that the nations may know me when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. So our God is going to prove himself holy through this war, through Gog of Magog. Now, once again, let me get back to Gog for just a second, because there are scholars that believe that this could be the leader of Russia, who, if it were today, would be Vladimir Putin. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying that if that is the person, it would be him, the leader of Magog. But there are other scholars believe it's just a name, a type of Antichrist. So the Antichrist is eventually going to lead this war. But God is going to make himself known wholly to the world through Gog. Now, back in 2020 in the election, prior to the election, I had published a letter stating why I did not believe that Donald Trump could become president of the United States. Not that I didn't want him, not that I wanted somebody else or Joe Biden, but it was just a prophetic opinion, if you will. Because if Donald Trump were the president of the United States today, Hamas would not attack Israel. If Donald Trump were president today, Vladimir Putin would not be in Ukraine right now. If Donald Trump was president today, North Korea would not be shooting off their missiles again. So I said that to say this: God is not going to share his glory with no man or no nation or no army. In other words, when this victory is won, and it will be won decisively, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, will not be able to say, hey, look at us, look at our power. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to be able to sit back and look at our intelligence, look at how great we are as a nation. A president from the United States is not going to be saying, look, if we wouldn't have stepped in, no. God is going to completely get all the glory and all the honor through this war of Gog of Magog. Let's jump down to verse 22. Here's what it states. It says, I will execute, this is God speaking, I will execute judgment on him with plague and bloodshed. I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on his many nations with him. And here he says it again. And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I'm telling you, my friend, our God is going to show himself strong and mighty, and he will show himself that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What was Jesus telling us and teaching us to pray? He said, your kingdom is already among you. Jesus was here. He's telling us to pray for a future earthly kingdom to come to this earth. So when we pray for the nation of Israel, when we pray for peace of Israel. Jesus taught us also that you are going to, it's going to be like birth pains. You do not have a child with pain in front of it. So we must learn how to pray and understand while we're praying for a child to be born, there is going to be a great tribulation that comes through it. So listen, church, we have not seen nothing yet. Wait till there's a nuclear bomb dropped. So to understand this, the horrificness of this, read Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19, when a third of the earth's population is going to be destroyed. Earthquakes and meteors and plagues and wars and more wars. Jesus said it's going to be like the birth pains. In Psalm 122, it says, pray for the peace of Israel. But for now, let us continue to pray for all those lives who've been devastated in that nation. Jesus said to even pray for our enemies. Let us pray for Hamas and the Iranians and Hezbollah. Lastly, let us keep our hands to the plow and proclaim the gospel with more fire and boldness and the more love that we can muster up by the power of the Holy Spirit so that some would be saved. Remember, it's our God's that none should perish, but all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I hope this video shed some prophetic insight in the times that we're living in and the war that's going on. If you believe that we're living in the last days, what did you really expect it to look like? I believe it's looking like exactly what we're seeing by the way of our television sets. Paul stated that there will be perilous times. Listen, let's not be deceived like the Pharisees who did not recognize the first coming of Jesus. Let's not be like them. Perilous times. Jesus said there will be tribulation unlike the world has ever seen or will ever see again. The Old Testament's prophesy and wrote about the era that we're living in. We should not be surprised, saints of God. Let me quote Jesus again. When you see these things begin to happen, look up, for our redemption is drawing nigh. Now, if you're ever in the greater Pittsburgh area, we'd love to welcome you to the Judah Ministries International Worship Center and worship with us. The church is located at 525 Market Street, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 15132. That's 525 Market Street, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 15132, where there is always extravagant praise, intimate worship, and the unadulterated preaching of God's holy word. We hope to see you there, and if not, we sure hope to see you here next time as together we go beyond. God bless you, my friend. Keep the faith. Maranatha. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Urisha, and I hope you enjoyed today's short word. Now, you can help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the earth by simply hitting that like button, subscribing to our channel, and don't forget to hit the notification bell. And last but not least, share this message with all your friends and family. Well, God bless you, and Maranatha. Jesus Christ is coming soon.